Hi, this is Joshua Mikowski, and it is the 15th, Tuesday the 15th of December 2015. My, hasn't this year gone quick? Jesus, next year I'm bloody turning 35. I feel like I'm getting more and more grey hair by the day. Thankfully I'm not fucking going bald yet, but I'm sure that's next around the corner. You know what, I reckon I got 40%, maybe close to 50% scattered grey hair, and I'm only 34 years of age. And the ones, the guys who like to point it out to me most are always the guys who are actually going bald, and they're either the same age or younger than me. So, I don't know what that says. But hey man, it is what it is. Some people like it, some people don't. I prefer to be all dark haired still, but hey, I guess it's genetic. Some people say it's stress, but I think it's a pile of bullshit, to be honest. So I'm recording this one again on my iPhone, not my car this time, at home. I've got the oven going. There's a oven fan that's quite loud, so hopefully it's not getting picked up on too much. I just went into Reddit and I put in the podcast section, "Hi, could I please get some feedback on my first podcast?" Just 21 minutes ago. No feedback as of yet, but we are hoping for some soon. So if any of you who are listening to this one are into podcasts, either listening or making your own, if you could give me some feedback constructively, that'd be awesome. I just want to make this entertaining. You know, some people might be bored, some people might not be, but just something we can drive home or at the gym or whatever it may be. Maybe my ego's too big. I think I can rock a solo podcast by myself and be successful. Maybe I'm dreaming. You know what? I kind of hope I make 100 episodes that no one really listens to, and then bang, it catches on. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, most people can't just be a success. Everyone dreams of becoming a success straight away. Or they see other people do it, and they hope they can do the same thing, you know. Sometimes it takes time. Most of the time it doesn't happen at all. This isn't really about success, let's be honest. It's just for my own entertainment purposes, and if I can get a small following of listeners that enjoy the topics that I have to speak about, I'd be really delighted, man. I'd be honored that anyone wants to hear me on my rantings. All right, so I gotta say what's up. We were on my last podcast, I was driving home, obviously totally sober. This time, not so much. I had some weed about an hour ago, a couple of bong hits, a nice bong hit, and that was a indica sativa dominant mix. And since then, I have had 3.5 beers. So yeah, I just thought I'd do a podcast with a little buzz in me. And now we could talk about some stuff, talk about what I did today. So today, I looked after my boy. He was unhappy for a bit. He was like, he had a temperature. So I gave him some of that Nurofen medicine. And I had a little nap and woke up and he had some water. And he seemed to be a lot happier, thank goodness. Like the first half of the day, he wasn't happy at all. The second half of the day, he was pretty happy. And then I went to, later in the day, I went to the gym. I was doing some back. And I just wasn't feeling it, you know? Do you ever go to the gym and do a workout? Or I'm doing legs, I'm doing back, doing whatever. Doing some of my shoulders. And you just don't feel it. You're not into it. So I was about halfway through my back session, about 4 exercises in, doing about 4 reps on each exercise. I'm not 4 reps, so 4 sets. 8 to 12 reps on each exercise. And yeah, I wasn't into it, so I switched it up to legs. And damn, I could tell you, man, there was these there were two redhead girls in there, and I don't know if they were twins or sisters or what. But let's just say they were easy on the eye. And I was doing some lat pull downs, and I was thinking to myself, when would you ever hear that from a female? When would you ever hear a girl go, I was at the gym today, and there were these two redhead guys, and they were both really hot. It's just not something you'd hear them say. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm hanging around the wrong people. Or maybe females are more shallow than men. Or maybe, possibly, men are more shallow than females. Who knows? That's a very controversial subject, a very controversial topic. Probably left alone for another podcast within itself, I think. But I was halfway through that workout, and I thought this is going to be shit. I'm going to have to stop it halfway or just do some cardio. I fucking hate cardio. But I smashed it out with some legs. I did legs like 2 days ago, but just did about six sets of leg extension, six sets of leg curls, just to really fuck shit up. Come home, had my some sultanas, some carbs, had my whey protein, double scoop, Optimum Nutrition cookies and cream. Thank you very much. It's a free plug there, Optimum. And, yeah. Did some chores around the place, you know. Fed the dogs, changed the cat litters, fucking scratched my nuts. And then I had a bong hit. And then I put 3 beers in a 1 liter jug. A 1 liter stein, like German style. And, the 3 stubbies, 330 mils each, and drank that. And now I'm just drinking a single bottle. You know, I may be an alcoholic. There's a very good chance. Well, no, I'll be honest with myself, I'm probably an alcoholic. But you know the weirdest thing, like, if I was to think, what is an alcoholic? An alcoholic to me is a person that has physical withdrawals. Or that's just an addict, I guess, in general. But physical withdrawals from when they stopped drinking. Now, once I had to go to hospital, not related to alcohol, a few years back, and I'd been drinking, like, pretty much daily then for 5 years. And, so I was in hospital for, like, a week, and obviously I can't drink booze in the hospital, but I had no withdrawal symptoms at all. So does that mean I don't have a physical dependence on alcohol? I think it does. I could be totally wrong. But, yeah. Actually, I didn't drink yesterday, which I was very proud of. I try not to drink every now and then, and just want to stay a bit fitter, a bit healthier, you know, less, basically taking less calories in a a calorie formula isn't good for me. I'd prefer to take in fibers and proteins and good wholemeal carbohydrates like rice and potato as compared to sugars in the alcohol. Hey, it is what it is. I'm on a little buzz tonight, so we got a little buzz. So I'm going to have 1 or 2 more beers, I reckon, and maybe 1 more bong hit. We'll call it a night. But I don't know. You know what, I was thinking about podcasts today and thinking about other podcasts I like to listen to, and I know it's random, jumping all over the place. I might have ADHD, I don't know what the fuck. But I was thinking about, I listened to an episode a few days ago, Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, and that is some shit right there. Like, I was taking my dogs for a walk, they knew more than one kind of walk. I was taking my dogs for a walk, and listening to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, and my mind was blown. The way he's the opposite of me. He is a poet of words. He truly is a poet of words. Is that even a saying? Is that a thing? He is a great. He's a person that constructs words into sentences that make you makes you think in a truly deep manner, whereas I'm the opposite. I'm a mumbling, stuttering fucking retard that likes the sound of my own voice. But it is what it is. So yeah, that's what I did today. Looked after my son, went to the gym. Two hot redheads there. Came home, caught a little buzz. I'm gonna cook some dinner soon. I got some rice, some broccoli, and rice, broccoli. I got a little bit of chicken, a little bit of steak, so I'll have that. And that's it, man. That's what it is right now. Like, life's not that entertaining, I guess. But I had a good day. I'm going to Tasmania next week. Tasmania, Australia, a large island off the South Australian coast. Well, the Victorian coast, I guess, because Victoria is the reason. How's the joke go? Fuck, I can't even remember. How do you know Tasmanians can swim? How? Melbourne, which is in Victoria, it's the closest capital Australian city to Tasmania. They're all implying that Tasmanians are retards and Melbourne's full of retards. But hey, I never said that. In fact, I love Melbourne. Melbourne's probably my favourite Australian city. I reckon I'd say that. Yeah, my favourite Australian city. I've been to most of them. Yeah. You know the weirdest thing? I've seen more of Europe than I have seen of Australia. Let me just see if I can rattle off a few European countries I've visited. Alright, because I backpacked around Europe for 1 year, and in that 1 year period I lived and worked in Edinburgh for 6 months. Edinburgh, Scotland. Alright, so we'll do this. We'll start from, I'll try and do an order as well. Okay. Helsinki. That's Finland. Went to Helsinki. Flew from Adelaide to Melbourne, I think it was, and then Melbourne, I think, to Singapore. Singapore to Helsinki. Helsinki, trained at Rovaniemi. Flew down to the Czech Republic, Prague. Then I think it was, Hungary. Budapest, followed by Poland, Warsaw, Poland, Krakow, Poland, Zakopane. Then I went across to, was it Austria? And then, so in Austria, I went to Salzburg and Vienna. And then I went to Germany. I went to Munich and Budapest. Budapest in Hungary. Munich and Berlin. And I met up with some friends in Bayreuth. And then from Germany, I can't remember if we went to, we went to Amsterdam and Holland. Smoked some awesome weed over there. It was so cold when I was there. This is back in fucking 2007. Amsterdam was fun. Went to Luxembourg. And Brussels. Went to Brussels. Flew over to England, went to city that starts with an N? Norwich. Went to London. Went to Edinburgh, went to Glasgow, went to Ireland. In Ireland, just went to Dublin. And then I did all that. That was from just savings and going to backpackers and eating relatively cheap, and just most of my money was going on booze and accommodation. And then we worked and lived in Edinburgh for 6 months and saving up money. And then we had money saved after 6 months. Where did we go first? Flew over to Turkey. then to Greece, went to Mykonos, and then Athens, and then went to Italy, went to Rome, went to Vienna, or Venice, or went to Milan, went to Naples. Bringing back some memories right now. Flew over to Spain, Madrid, Barcelona. I love Spain. I really did. The worst thing about Spain was the pickpockets. They were fucking everywhere. On the trains, everywhere. Anywhere there was any kind of tourist, there was pickpockets. That's a huge problem in Spain. And they got to rectify that shit. They really do. Because I spoke to so many foreigners that love going to Spain, but what they hate the most is the pickpockets. All they've got to fucking do is put some more security, more police in those places where it happens all the time, such as on trains, crowded trains. It is ridiculous the amount of pickpocket stories I've heard that happen on trains. So that was the biggest downfall about Spain. And, after Spain, went to France, just Paris. And then, that was it, man. Went back to England, went to London again and got our flights, because our return flight was back from Finnair, so flights from Heathrow back to Helsinki, Finland, and then flew back all over like the top of Russia, back through Asia, back to Australia, and that was my Europe trip. So I hope you're not fucking asleep by now, which I'm pretty sure you are, because that was boring as fuck. But next time I might tell you about that was a year trip, but next week I might tell you about my six week tour over the United States and Canada, which I did 3 years ago, I think it was. 3 years ago. Alright, thanks for listening, everyone, and I want to say go fuck yourself, but I won't, because I feel like I'm stealing like Bill Burr's material. But just have a good day. How's that? Or just be nice. Have a good day or night. And if you made it this far, thank you very much for listening.